ladies and gentlemen, this is Hawk coming to you live, 5/28/2020. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, and ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. And how much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow. Give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and I am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. And therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for the strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning and standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. And the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thyine wood and all manner vessels of ivory, and all manner vessels of the most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and brass and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men and the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. And all the things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood far off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships of the sea, by reason of her costliness. For in one hour is she made desolate. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. That could be New York. Could be London, but it could be New York just as easily. And I think it probably is. Ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, we're at a stage here where I'm going to, What I'm going to do, I think, let me just do this real quick. What I think I'll do is to update you real quickly about from after last Friday's show with Brother Quail. Thursday and Friday, both were good shows. If you did not listen to them, go to the archives and listen to those two shows. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about last Friday. I was telling you about the fact that the Red Chinese sub, one of the three that had been off of San Diego, just to kind of reiterate real quickly here, that one of those three subs had slid down the Baja towards the end, not far from La Paz, and had released a balloon, okay? Allegedly, this balloon was one of these loony or loon balloons, allegedly associated with some corporation that's associated with Google. Now, as I told you last Friday, that balloon had got released and that it was heading kind of northward. And what that balloon did after that is quite interesting. It turned right about 86 degrees east, I guess, and went right under Chihuahua and Cojotamac, because under Chihuahua, a city there, smaller town, and it went straight off to the east, and that was on a heading or a directional heading. And it was traveling at about approximately 62,000 feet, approximately, at about 30 miles per hour, approximately. Actually, 30 knots, but I'm just going to give you like something that everybody can figure, because we're not all the old salts like some buddies of mine are. But the fact is, it was going east. Well, then, at a certain point in time, if one was to look at some interesting little jig-jags in the course of that so-called alleged balloon that the Red Chinese launched, okay? That particular thing apparently had electromagnetic or some kind of a directed energy weapon on it, as well as a full-scale, like, satellite look-down capability with the fancy cameras and all the communications gear, antennas, etc., all right? Sent us 65,000 feet, traveling about 30 miles per hour, all right? And not much wind up there in the stratosphere, if you know what I'm saying. So consequently, at a couple points there in Mexico are a couple small quakes. Now, what's kind of interesting is that my deep background, SIGINT, SORCH, was taking a look at all of that as it was happening. And he said that there was little jig-jags in the course, much like if you had the recoil of a cannon or a recoil of a gun, you see, of a rifle or a shotgun or something. But on the scale of a directed energy weapon firing, it caused it to, like, go sideways or backwards or act goopy. Then it straightened out its course again. And then a few minutes later or whatever the time frame was, another small quake and then another jig-jag in the course. Well, at that point in time, a certain West Texas aviation company, allegedly this company had some problems financially a few years ago, and controlling interest allegedly may have been bought by Red Chinese, corporate sources, or whatever it is. They're all the Communist Party of China, essentially. The West Texas, alleged, now controlled by the Red Chinese, plane sends a plane at about 9,500 feet, allegedly out of Carlsbad, New Mexico, and then down into Texas, and then heads west on the same heading as the alleged loon balloon, Google balloon, but really the balloon that the Red Chinese launched off the sub. And consequently, what you see, ladies and gentlemen, there was this plane at about 9,500 feet going down there. And then as it comes into proximity to where the balloon is 62,000 approximately feet above and it at 9,500, the balloon slows to almost a standstill. And then apparently the plane contacted the balloon and ran it through a little close order drill and made a little circuit or some different course changes and stuff to see if it was still working properly and recalibrating it, perhaps. Then it went again on a course going east. And if you took a line and put it, which on a ruler I did on a map, and it was about going to where Cape Canaveral was going to be at. And I told you a lot of this Friday, but I'm going to get to the other part of it. Well, you know, we put out the show on Thursday and Friday. We did it the week before, talking about the Chinese subs off of San Diego and up Ensenada and all of that, and off of San Nicolas and San Clemente and the islands there in the Pacific, and about how they allegedly popped with a triangulated pulse weapon that they popped up there, the Tonopah Quake. Because as I looked at the triangulation of the three in the triangle there, if you split the difference from the peak of the pyramid, so to speak, out, it was headed up there just about right to hit in the Tonopah, Area 51 and S4. Now, I don't have any specific knowledge about any damage done in those areas. They are some of the most top secret areas in the United States in terms of weapons development, alien technologies, spaceships, all the different stuff, where a lot of the stealth equipment was first operated from, all of it. And who knows what's there now. So I don't have any updated report on what the quake did, but there were quakes and other afterquakes in that area, just as there were in China Lake. Now, hopefully, in bringing the attention to the fact about these subs and the possibility that they were the ones that were doing the quake, you see, maybe we kind of ran it off, and maybe that got some of the carrier groups out of the box real quick in their pre-deployment, thing, and got a picket line of aircraft across that area, San Diego to San Clemente to San Nicolas, and then looking out, you know? And that was all kind of RC-12s, different stuff. Now, I told you all of that. You should go back and listen to those last two Thursday and Friday shows if you don't recall at all, or if you didn't hear it. So now we have this balloon back on the course, heading towards West Texas, okay? Well, they sent out, apparently after the show that we did on Friday or during it, a couple RC-12s allegedly went up there and took a look. Spy-type planes with sensors and communication, signal intelligence gear, and forward-looking infrared, all the good stuff of the packages, you know? And they went up there, and we watched them go up there, and they weren't up there very long, and I said to my friend on the telephone again, I said, well, you know what? And this was Friday night about, 11 o'clock Eastern, something like that. And I said to my friend, I said, you know, we tried. It looks like those guys wanted to get back to Texas for some barbecue at the Choke and Puke and a little beer and then go out to do a little, Texas swing dancing, you know? Like they had a date and they had to get back. And they short looked that loon balloon, allegedly Google allegedly balloon, associated with the Chinese corporation, but really released allegedly from that Chinese sub off of La Paz in the Baja. So consequently, I said, well, we've warned them. That thing is headed towards, Cape Canaveral, and it has apparently a directed energy weapon on it as well as all the comm gear. Well, now, don't you know, as that particular little Looney Tune Balloony, the Chingu Changi Looney Tune Balloony from the sub, as it got into West Texas, well, there's a little ranch strip or something maybe on a ranch or out in the boondocks. Maybe it was just a parking lot, I don't know. But a swept wing covert swept wing. Let's say it's probably the way it acted. It kind of just jumped up real quick. So it might have been one of them pop-up F-35s, you know, one of them Hunter Hawks or something like that, belonging to or associated with, let's say, No Such or somebody. No Such Agency or somebody. Because they down about San Antonio, and this was south of San Antonio. I don't know, is there, there's a big old ranches down in there that could have been on some old ranch road. They, I'm sure they shut the gate, you know, as they went through the ranch, but they popped up and they went up lickety-split to 42,000 feet on a direct heading to intercept that dadgum balloon. Loony, balloony to loony, okay? So they got up there, and it wasn't on there very long, and that was Saturday morning. And you see, we stay on the job. We don't quit. When you work for the Lord Jesus, you stay on the job because it looks like, in a lot of cases, there's not a lot of other people watching for this crap in the U.S. military. They're all doing something else. Hut, hut, hut. But we look at the anomalies, and we follow them, and we report on them, and, well, I'll tell you what. Whatever it was that quick look by that, let's just say, covert swept wing, allegedly, from a strip that don't exist, allegedly, it took one real quick look with whatever it had from 42,000 feet to about 62,000. And well, lo and behold, it shot that thing and blew it out of the sky. So the loon balloon took the swoon, allegedly, and landed perhaps in a billion pieces, you know, on the West Texas Dry Gulch areas, away from the people. And then said covert jet took back off and went back to where it was going to go. Ladies and gentlemen, they took out the balloon, and that verifies what my good deep background SIGINT guys and me were talking about Thursday night, actually the week before, last Thursday night, and then Friday night with Brother Quayle, where we amplified it all a great deal. And then Brother Quayle put his information from his sources into the mix, and we had a very similar matchups and a lot of different stuff. So the fact of the matter is, somebody, even after the RC-12s gave it the short shrift and maybe went back home to do a little, you know, Cotton Eye Joe or something, you know, somebody must have read all the intercepts and the transcripts of the, you know, the 30-piece silver transcripts of the old Hawk on the air with Quayle and all the phone conversations and all of that kind of stuff, which I'd told you on Friday night that they had sent an email to somebody saying, we're watching you all the time. We have a device near you that listens to everything. And at the same time, I drew a real weird van with all the little antennas and the whip antenna and the piglet antenna and the every kind of a different antenna on the top. It said Civil Air Patrol Auxiliary, you know. And it whipped out of a parking lot right next to me in the cars. And there was a hard-eyed older man with the old, stainless steel intelligence officer glasses from the Vietnam War era. And he was trying hard not to look, but his peripheral wasn't that good. And he looked over at me, gave me the hard eye, and I knew exactly who he was. At that point, I informed a friend who I was talking to on the phone who just got the email. And I said, well, I just drew a Civil Air Patrol auxiliary, tough guy, you know. And at that point, that tough guy peeled off and went down a residential street and took off somewhere. Never saw him again. So somebody, after getting all the transcripts and looking at the track and everything that we discussed, decided they're going to send out a swept wing and lock and load on a puppy dog and make it disappear. And they did it. So consequently, we also then have followed up and looked to see if the quote-unquote other Google Luno-type balloons are still up there, and the ones that are up there, they're still up there. They have not been knocked out of the sky. But they're sitting there, giving all the information to Google, and operating as full-blown satellites in the sky, reading your mail and looking up your keister from, 65,000 to 100,000 feet in the air and reporting it all back to the Red Chinese. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, we hopefully did a little good work. Then immediately after that, I started noticing, and I even sent some people that I email from periodically from time to time, I sent them information from the Mimic about two large Tesla howitzers then appearing in the Atlantic, out in the middle of the Atlantic, that were pumping big pulses into the Great Lakes and big pulses through the middle stream of the country. And that stuff was being caused. There were a lot of other scalar weapons at the time and weather warfare and stuff going on too. And then Chicago and all them people started having more rain. It was starting to load the Great Lakes up and all that northern tier up there. Then in the middle tier in the Ohio Valley and Indiana and all of that was getting it as well. And then I'm going to tell you out here where I'm at, in center field, so to speak, you know. I'm out here. We're just having rain like I cannot believe in the Kansas City Metro. And what they're trying to do, see, we're coming up again just like last year. Coming up again on the harvest of the wheat that takes place in June, July, end of May, June, and July. And they're trying to drown that wheat that's trying to be harvested to make sure that they get in the field. The field's too wet. The yields are screwy. Because we are at war with the Red Chinese and likely the Russians. Because they are in it together, as old Henry Gruber said. I've seen the same things where Henry saw Russian and Chinese generals talking to each other. I saw at one point in time the Lord showed me something similar. But in order to see that, I had to go through some killer type in the world of the spirit and like another visual dimension. I had to go up against what I think were the Chinese remote killers. And that was back in another era, you see, when back in that era when we took out the United States, when the MMV took out the that school that had the remote killers and the young children in it that were being trained as remote viewers, remote killers, and psychic spies, and God knows what else, as well as other high-tech development, weapon development of the Chinese had. So that's just to give you a little update in terms of the last Friday show. Now, I pray, and they delayed it with weather again. And I don't know why Elon Musk calls this thing the dragon, because it's just ridiculous. The dragon is a devil image, and the dragon is also a Chinese image. So I don't know, you know, exactly where we want to get to with that stuff. You see what I'm saying? Now, I just got information from New York, and this is from a source that was in a small area of New York, and let's just say northwestern New York, somewhere up in there, and giving information. Just want to let you know, there are people here local that are testing positive for the antibodies, and now they're coming down with the coronavirus all over again. Thank you, brother, for that information, because that's quite interesting. Quite interesting. So, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that the astronauts will be safe and that the weathers can be cleared, you see, because of that being a capsule and it cannot land. First of all, it has to line up in a window with matching as close as possible the approach of the space station so that it can use small retros to vector in on it and dock. And then if there's any problem, you see, then they cannot fly in and land anywhere in the past like the space shuttles did. But it would have to be recovered in the sea, and the waves in the North Atlantic were just like huge. You know, it was big time storms and everything up in there. So I pray they're able to go up and go do their business. At the same time, however, I would say let's quit gooping around, President Trump. Let's quit gooping around. And if you don't know about it, sir, as I told you about it in an email a long time ago, I gave you, sent you that 5-page email. About a week or so later, you announced the Space Force. You have anti-gravity craft that can fly like zippity-doo-dah, you know, TR-3Bs, Tango, Romeo 3, Bravos. Lockheed Martin can make another dozen or two of them for you real quick if you want to use some of those trillions we're just printing anymore. The TR-4s, advanced stuff. There's other kind of craft and stuff that's been around. There are reverse-engineered silver disks. I know that because the MMB stole one from a fallen angel or some kind of a weirdo from outer space. You know what I'm saying? And they took it over, and then there's other of those craft that were at Area 51 and at the old Isle of Doc Moreau. Out there in between Kwajalein and Hawaii. Which, incidentally, there's a lot of activity out there, scalar, going back and forth. MIMIC, University of Wisconsin.edu. Tropic weather, you know, stuff. Water, vapor, whatever. It just happens to be something that shows the true thing. And everybody, and the more I send it to various people, they say, you know, Hawk, you're right on this stuff. I see it just perfectly as day now. I watch it every morning, and then I see where the weather systems are all going to go in the next day, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a state of war. We're in a war with China, in a sense. And you see, they've already killed over 100,000. Well, that's Vietnam War, all the lives that we lost there. Korean War, Gulf and Afghan War, that's more lives than that. They've killed 100,000 people. People say, well, I don't see no Chinese ships hitting the beach in L.A. or blah, blah, blah. No, they're just off of San Diego and try to take out one of our highest tech areas in Nevada, up in the Tonopah Range. After the Ruskies took out last year the China Lake weapons development. Then there's others, you see, that this little balloon could have hit. Yuma Proving Ground, where they have particle beam weapons, go whoop, up, 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 up there and take out a ship in space, you know. And oh, I tell you what, there's all kind of stuff in the Chocolate Mountains, you know. And places like that, Tehachapi, Palmdale, you know, the old Skunk Works. All of that stuff is out there in California. And meanwhile, the drought is still on, isn't it? And the hay and everything is bad up there. A load of the old stagecoach stop. I just thought tonight I would say also, because so many good people are out there, and I hear from you, email me, or you send me a card or whatever, and it's just nice to just let people know that I acknowledge you and that you're out there. And there's a million people that, you know, a jillion people that I am in contact with. But the old Mars Hill gang and Big Mac and my old Worn Soul Drive buddies down there, you know. Captain K, hopefully you got my information that I just told you right now, because it's quite interesting. And then the Red Chinese, the sub backed off and then started using scalar weapons on the Baja and sending popping pulses in there in the Baja just north of La Paz, trying to pop a little quake or something down there. They didn't like it. I guess they figured it was the La Paz boys down there on the Baja, the Anchors Up or whatever, the Pacifica beer, whatever that stuff is. Those guys were the ones giving them up. Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and there are people that still watch and try to do the right thing. And that's why when you know where you're going to go, when you know that Lord Jesus is your Savior, when you repented to Lord Jesus of your sins, you ask Him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And He starts to wash you clean, and He tells you you're going to have everlasting life with me in heaven if you're to lose this body on this here planet or any other planet or out in space. You're going to come and be with me. That's the good deal, ladies and gentlemen. That's the best deal. If you're out there and you're backslid, or I don't care what you've done, give it a try. What do you got to lose? Your very soul is what you got to lose. And if you think you're going to get through what's getting ready to happen on this planet, whoa, 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 you better get right with Lord Jesus. But when you know that you're with Him and He's with you, and you know it just like you knew your address when were 25, or just like you know it now, then it removes a great deal of the fear. And then you can act on behalf of Him boldly. And you know that even if you get killed or taken out, although He's warned me every single time, they try to come for me. I've been wounded in a sense, yes. Badly. But I'm still here. We still try to get the information to protect the United States out to the right people. And that's why we're also still here. They should value us because we're screwy and we look at the anomalies that the young punks just discount and throw off. But when you got people that used to hunt Russians for a living, with their sagint, and cause ships to sit right on top of them and to make them blow, emergency blow, and come up with the Russian captain shaking their fist at them on the fantails. When you got good people and you know that you're with the Lord Jesus, then you can act boldly. Now, let me tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed, and it'd be Federal Reserve notes, bit of silver, bit of gold, check, money order, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, and may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold, and may He protect you against all evil and provide you a superabundance so that you may prepare. Them old Maine maniacs up there, I had one of them, a real nice lady up there in Maine. I've got a lot of good ones up in there. She said, Hawk, you need to tell them not only to buy the chunky soup, which is now going missing in a lot of stores. You can still get it, but it's like the selection is not as good. And in some stores, though, like Walmart's and some of the Kroger's, it's gone. It's missing. I've also seen in some of the Hy-Vees that a lot of the chunky soups and the baked beans and all that kind of stuff, the chef party is gone, okay? Gone. But she said, Hawk, tell them they better buy ammo. And you know what? Ammo is starting to, particularly in the bulk form, my old buddy down there in the mountains in North Carolina, he sent me a report from SGT, I guess the ammo guys out of Oklahoma, and they're getting real light on bulk ammo. They said the demand for bulk ammo, you know, like a 500 rounds, 1,000 rounds, that kind of stuff, of all different kind of calibers, rifle and pistol and shotgun, that it's getting harder and harder to get because the demand for it during the COVID-19, the Corona Lona, has gone sky high. So people are getting prepared, and you need to prepare methodically, just like I've been telling you. Get right with Jesus. Prepare methodically and do the best you can. If you do not have the money to do any more than to get that one more can of chunky soup or one more block of 22 long rifle or one more box of number four or double odd buck, whatever it might be, or 7.62.39 or 308 or like old Mickey 338 Lapua. We got all kind of new exotic calibers now, and I'll tell you what, there's all kind of good ones, but I don't know all that. I just try to stay basic. And the trick is to have the firearms that have the most number of people that would have boxes of ammo as you walk down the road, you know what I'm saying? Perhaps if you have to later, or if they come for you and drop some after they you run into your forward observation post. But get the things that you can get. And while there is still time and we have a slight improvement now in the economy and we're starting to open back up and things are starting to pop a little bit and get a little bit better, then use this time to get what you can while you can and continue to prepare because we are at war. It's asymmetrical warfare. It's like the Chinese colonel wrote about back in the 90s, who's now a general, you see. The same guy, the intelligence colonel that Slick Willie had to the White House, you know? Back during his term. They probably went to the John and installed bugs for the Red Chinese. Ah, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, we're in an election year, and then now, in the midst of all of that, we have this guy, this Chauvin guy, 19 years on the Minneapolis police, you see. And I don't know what happened to Mr. Floyd, but I'll tell you what, that cop murdered him. That cop, that Chauvin, killed him just deader than, you know what, right on the video camera. And look right up into the camera with his old face. Oh, yeah, he's going to say, well, I was trying to calm him down because he was a big man and he was fighting us and all of that. Well, they need that on tape because that's the stuff they're hiding. And now they bring out a woman from the U.S. Attorney's Office with $250 pantyhose and a $1,000, you know, fancy suit. And she's telling everybody, the community and all of this, and we're digging in. We're working 24 hours a day. And then they had the, well, at least they got rid of the Bodie Bowditch, gelled hair Malibu Bodie types. And they had a bald head old tough Duke as the head of the FBI. But they're out there telling the people where a large number of those people have no job, nothing left to lose, and they see in an incident that's all over the internet, which basically, at the most, is a, they're talking about a crime of forgery, and we still don't know what all of that's about. and he is cupped and sitting down without a problem on the ground up against the wall of the building. And the two initial police, Leung and the other, the white guy, Leung and the white guy, not Chauvin, but the other one, they don't seem to have any trouble because Leung just sets him down right down after they get him out of the car. Now, there may have been a little activity in the car or something, but he's sitting down, cooperating. And then Leung gets him back up, and then somebody comes to help, you see. And then you see them go, and then you don't see them again until they're on the other side of the sprawled up at the angle tough guy cop car stop, you know. And there's Chauvin, who probably did a knee drop on his neck to start with, all right? Could have even broke some of the bones in the windpipe. The guy can't breathe, and you don't know what's going on under the car, how they got him handcuffed or what they did to him on the other side of the car, you know. There may have been some knee drops to take him down, smack him on the ground, and then some knee drops to into his lower back and or into his belly or something, you know, to try to break his back. That's the current new stuff, all right? And that's why, unfortunately, you should never submit to this crap. And I know police, and I know there are good peace officers out there. And they want to make arrests, they want to make it safe, but you know what? They're not doing this kind of junk. Oh, they may dust it up with somebody, but I'm going to tell you what. This man was in handcuffs, and then he's laying down there on candid camera. 17 candid cameras, including the camera, body cameras of the other police. And then you got next to him, allegedly it might be his partner, the Muay Thai guy, you know, who also seemed to have had a little trouble with busting out some perp's teeth, you know, after they were handcuffed at some point in time, from what I understand. Or in the course of getting him into the cuffs. Repeated punching in the face, I think, after cuffed. And that, I've seen all of that before, and I've seen them people get a trimming, you know, and I've seen that happen on videotape at Hocus Pocus and 12th and Locust in Kansas City, Missouri, and all that kind of stuff. I've seen them send the dogs in, and, you know, all those kind of videos you see over the years. Or you've heard about or know about from somebody that experienced him. But this guy is sitting there, and he's got the full weight of his body on that one knee trying to go for the carotid artery. Well, if you do the carotid artery, and the guy says, I can't breathe, I think he's also doing a wind choke as well as a blood choke. I think he's getting both of them from the side there. Because he's pushing the carotid, but he's also pushing the windpipe, the wind choke. And the blood choke's supposed to turn the brain off after about 30 seconds or so, or maybe a minute. You let it up, and the guy's unconscious, but he ain't dying. And this guy keeps begging, and the people say, get off of him. And old Muay Thai should have said, hey, man, get off of him. The cameras are here. Let's get you going. Let's put him in a car. That guy should have been put in a patrol car, taken down and booked at the booking sergeant, put in the jail, let him get to the bail bondsman, whatever, and go home. And everybody lives without a killing by somebody who basically committed at least, if you look at it, that's at least a second-degree murder. He's well aware, he knows what he's doing, and when he puts his face up in the air, you can see the evil in the face and the eyes. That's Lucifer at work. Now, that guy standing right next to him as accessory, you know, not after the fact, he's accessorizing and protecting him, allowing him to do that. The other two officers who had the initial contact with the suspect Mr. Floyd, they are accessories to murder as well. They ought to all be arrested immediately right now, taken out of jail, and let them bind out. If they can get the bind up, let them bind out. Get an attorney, all the whole nine yards. Just like it. And I'm telling you, all my peace officer friends, you know that if there was a cop, a sheriff's deputy, and some citizen had just knee dropped onto his carotid artery and was sitting there with his knee on that policeman's carotid artery for 6 to 8 minutes, and the police were saying, I can't breathe. If you came up on it, you'd shoot the guy right through the head, man, or go up and knock him off with the billy club, and likely he'd get beat to death right there. But if not, he would go to jail for what he did to that policeman. He'd go to jail pronto quick, all right? He'd be arraigned in the night court, and they'd probably put a high bail on him and charge him with 20 or 30 things, including attempted murder or whatever. If he'd have killed the police officer, then he would have been killed, all right? So you all know that. And now this guy has made all of you, painted you with a bad brush. And I'm sorry for all the good peace officers out there. But I'm going to tell you what. This is going to be the cause célèbre, you know? And already we've got the tweeter birds and this and that birds and all the different stuff, you see. All the different stuff going out there. That this is going to be the revolution, the communist revolution. This matches up with all the people on unemployment and all the attempts and Pelosi and all the stuff of this whole new deal where they're not even in session in the House of Representatives. She's got 70 votes in her pocket that she just keys in any way she wants. It's not according to the Constitution. We have lost this stuff right here. And the fact of the matter is, looking at this Minnesota bit, you know, they're one of the lockdown states. This guy used to have a job at the conga line or whatever. He was a bouncer at the Latin dance club or the Latin supper club or whatever it was there. From Texas. He's working. Has two daughters. But why was this at this time? Lucifer worked on whoever he worked on. But they also, I'm telling you, this is jumped on real quick by the Soros crowd and the and all of the different Antifas and Black Lives Matter crowds. And it should be a Black Lives Matter issue. But then they also bring in all the people from out of town and they're trying to recreate a Ferguson. They're recreating another Minnesota deal that we had from before when they shot the guy a couple years ago. And all the work that they did. And meanwhile, the Hennepin County attorney and the real pretty U.S. attorney, she's telling him, I need the community to know. And she's putting her hand up in the air and she's saying that we're digging in. We're working 24 hours a day to investigate all this properly and everything. And we've got all the top attorneys, U.S. attorneys in here that are the ones that are prosecuting civil rights cases and all of this. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You let the judge sort it out. You arrest Chauvin and Tobau or Babadooley or whatever his name is from the Thailand or Cambodia or Laos. And you get Leung and you get the other guy and you arrest him on second degree or manslaughter. You could, but you could charge second degree and you could charge manslaughter as well, I suppose. And you get the others on accessories. And then whatever they won't let you see on the video that's on the officer's body cams that they did to him behind the car to get him back on the ground when he didn't have to be on the ground. He was brought up. He could have been put into a squad car and taken for booking. Instead, this is going to be a communist Luciferian revolution bullcrap that's going to go on from now through the end of summer. You're going to have riots. So I'm going to tell you, buy ammo as well. And you may need to buy ammo not for what's going on here, but maybe for the demon commie rat COVID-19 skip tracers and, you know, vaccinators and all the different people that are associated with this stuff. And I'm not saying it's not real. I know it's real because it's a bioweapon, and allegedly Fauci and his crowd that he gave $3.7 million to 1 year and others other years to the Wuhan P4 crowd, they grafted on the HIV virus or a portion of it, just like those Indian scientists from India said, and just like some of the whistleblowers from China said, and just like some of the other people in the United States, and other people like the health ranger and other people who looked at the actual genome of this virus back in January. Use this time, and you could be good to get, you know, mesosilver.com, mesosilver.com, because, you know, I know anecdotally from Frank Keyes, who owns that company, that back during the SARS outbreak in Hong Kong, which was one of the coronavirus one, novel virus one, this is now called SARS-2, according to Mayo Clinic, novel virus SARS-2, COVID-19. And there's more than one strain of it. Where are the people that have all the grand mal seizures are going wild with their limbs shaking? That's a whole other strain. Where are all the millions that were killed and burned up in the crematorium, including the mobile crematoria? And all the dogs and cats and stuff that were killed and burnt in Wuhan and other places. So this is coming down to it. And there's going to be new stuff that drops. And I still believe you're going to see the power grid out in the United States. Because I'll tell you, it's easy to go to war and there could be a spark in the South China Sea, or could be a spark in India, which they're already sparking there, in the Ladakh region, where the Chinese have moved about 10,000 in across the line into the disputed territory of India, not to the Indians, but, and the Indians are firing on it with artillery. So they're going a little bit toe-to-toe. We then have to shoot down a weirdo, allegedly a weirdo, loon balloon from a chink submarine up a La Paz. Red Chinese launched allegedly that thing, and I told you all about it. And I pray that that SpaceX goes up properly. It goes up, meets the space station, does all the work. But you got TR-3Bs and TR-4s that can be up there, and before you go to breakfast, Mr. President, look into the Army side of the coin, okay? Because it was Army Air Corps before it was Air Force. And I know good people in the Air Force, but there's some differences in what's going on in this spot and the other spot. And then there is Space Navy, and then there's all kind of stuff. There are Space Marines. But the Solar Warden craft have been out there, and it's a whole other technological society and a whole other thing on other planets. The MMB were the good guys that were of the split of the Magi versus the Black Magicians back in the 80s after the fight with the Dracos underground at Dulce. Mighty men and women of Valor, you could use your technology to strike blows against those old Lucys tonight. But, ladies and gentlemen, while you still can, get you some Mezzo Silver. You can go to stevequayle.com, click on the Mezzo Silver banner, and when you get them, call them up. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. Because old Frankie Keyes told me that back during the SARS, they started getting orders from some health food stores in Hong Kong, and they were shipping pallets full, multiple pallets full of 5-gallon jugs of the Mezzo Silver, the one of the highest quality pure colloidal silvers you'd ever want to see, with the smallest particle size and all of the stuff. And they were shipping that to Hong Kong. And after that, the Red Chinese sent a high-powered attorney and offered him, asked him what his asking price was, and they'd be glad to pay it in cash or whatever, and keep him on to run the company. Well, Frankie decided to keep it himself and to do it, and I'm glad he did. But get you some while you can. North American herbs and spices, you know. We got our good doctor up there from Buffalo Grove, Cass Ingram, who was dying of the viral stuff that nobody could cure. Even Mayo's couldn't cure it. They sent him home, and the Greek lady down the street gave him this oregano oil from some exotic oregano that was growing in the Mediterranean. And he started doing better in about 2-3 days. So don't go into there loose, bare, and knife out of fight. You get prepared tonight. You get prepared and ready to go. Keep working on it. Lord Jesus, protect all of these people against all evil, Lord. Fandango Ranger, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua Mickey. General McCormick is looking for you. Keep your eye on the optics. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.